Evening, 5th grade. I wore a green dress with white flowers, scrutinizing my math homework. I think I threw my pencil onto the desk, tried to crumple the numbers staring up at me. My eyes burned with tears. I would much rather have been writing a story. But my parents still forced me to finish my math homework that night. My parents came to the United States from India before I was born. Both of them are engineers. They expected me to follow their footsteps and study something math or science related in college. I did not want to comply. That 5th grade evening was the first of a series of rebellions. My parents learned that if I don't want to do what they expect me to do, I won't do it. A few of my friends are also children of immigrant professionals. We all just graduated high school. They plan to study something math or science related in college. They view the pull between individual choice and family expectations differently from me. Daniel Luke has a bowl cut that stops right above his eyes. His smile is kind. From when he was younger, Daniel's parents would fill in the blanks when he was asked what he wanted to be when he grew up.
I wouldn't tell people what I would want to be, but my parents would be like, oh, he wants to be a doctor or a lawyer or something like that.
Daniel's mother immigrated to the United States from Hong Kong, and his father is a second-generation Chinese-American. Bethel Abraham's eyes shine with laughter, even when she isn't laughing.
Like, when I was younger, I was more set on being a doctor, and then now I'm more fed up with school.
Bethel is the youngest of 3 children. Her family moved to the United States from Ethiopia shortly after she was born. Jane Wong's glasses are hidden by a curtain of thick black hair. What she wanted to be when she grew up depended on what activities her parents enrolled her in.
So if I took figure skating lessons, I would say I wanted to be a figure skater, or I wanted to be like a horse rider. But that wasn't really like serious.
Jane is the younger of 2 children. She says she's of mixed East Asian descent.
How much were your parents involved with the choice of study that you've decided to go toward?
They sort of decided that I would go into med school, because they decided that for my brother also. So, and then that was from when I was little, so I've kind of like grown into that idea.
So how do you feel about that now?
I like it, but I don't know if I like it because I really like it or if it's because I've always been told that I should like it since I was little, so I don't know whether I actually really like it or not.
Bethel also wanted to be a doctor.
I wanted to be a doctor since I was a kid, so it was me digging my own grave.
Daniel is planning to study agricultural engineering in college. His parents were a little skeptical.
They were kind of like, oh, so you're gonna plant corn or something like that. They really didn't pressure me that much. They said, as long as you work really, really hard and will be able to like sustain yourself in the future, then they have no problem with whatever career or job that I choose.
Can you guys give me like an example of something that you've actually had to compromise?
I mean, I really didn't want to go to UW because everyone goes to UW. I would have liked Berkeley, but then my grandma really, 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 really wanted me to stay at home, and she, like, made a whole big scene over it, and she was, like, really sad and, like, crying and everything. So I had to respect her wishes and ended up going to UW.
In, like, Asian cultures, it's more like you have to care for your family's health. And so sometimes there can be difficult situations where you want to find your own path, but sometimes because you love your family so much, you just choose to go by what your family wants you to do instead.
I think you're definitely forced to compromise your own more than your family because, I don't know, yeah, in Asian tradition, it's really important to uphold your family honor. And I mean, like, to use Mulan phrasing, right? I mean, that's how it is. So you kind of just have to.
Bethel points out that upholding the family honor is important to her Ethiopian family, too.
It's not just about me. It's about, like, how am I going to care for my parents when they're older? You can't exactly do that if you're, you know, trying to become a novelist. It's just harder to become like successful.
But why do you think our parents are so like bent on that? Having a professional degree, professional education?
Well, like, it comes with a status, I guess, of having, like, a professional, like, a doctorate or whatever. And then, of course, it's just monetary. I mean, you get paid more for it.
For my parents specifically, it's their whole reason for coming here to the United States was for me and my siblings. It left their whole family there in Ethiopia. They came here. So they're expecting us, you know, to be successful. Like, they did all that. So, you know, might as well. Not might as well, but you have to.
As long as, like, my family's happy and healthy, I'm actually more than happy. I'm, like, extremely happy with that. If they force me to do something, I wouldn't be happy with that. But I'll try and compromise with them for them to be happy.
It's a way to protect them or to care for them, because they've cared for me, like, growing up. So I feel like I should return what they've done for me.
Bethel, Jane, and Daniel are willing to follow their family's wishes because their family's happiness is important to them. I'm no different. I think I might have lost sight of the fact that my family being happy means I'm happy too. So I wonder if I've ever had any reason to fight against the pressure I feel from my family. Now my interests have veered towards biology, a science, something I've rebelled against my whole life. At least now, my dad says, that because I'm choosing what I once rebelled against, I can say with conviction that I'm doing it not because someone told me to, but because I want to. For Radioactive, I'm Kamna Shastri.